This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, September 11th. God's word for you today is, He will. Our scripture reading is taken from Joel chapter 2 verse 25, and it says, So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. The month of September is extremely special because it is our anniversary week, and God's word for us this season is restoration. God will restore. Do you receive it? For someone reading this today, you are saying that if God restores, even where you used to be is nothing to write home about. God is saying that it is not only restoration to where you used to be, but it is also restoration to where you ought to be. So, in God's timeline, God's master plan, God's blueprint for your life, restoration is God bringing you to date, bringing you to speed, to where He has designed for you to be. And that is so powerful. We need to pay attention to the real words of scripture. For instance, repent. To repent is two words, re and pent. And it simply means to go back to the top. When someone repents, it is not going back to where they were. It is not to reenact where you were. It is to reenact where you ought to be, which is seated with Christ in heavenly places. When we repent, we are being restored to position, and that is the beauty of our God. Another reward is redeem. When we are redeemed, He is buying us back. It is not buying you back to your best life. Some people think they have had a good yesterday. So if only God can restore things back to that. Listen, God's restoration is going to go beyond your yesterday in the name of Jesus. It is going into your tomorrow, into the plans of God for you. And that is so beautiful. To restore is to bring back to the place that God intended. It is to bring back your resources, health, mind, and peace to the place that God intended. God wants to reestablish you. He wants to restore you. He wants to empower you again. Let's take a look at a couple of examples in scripture and draw insight from the word of God. Noah, for instance, God told him and his family to get into the ark. They got into the ark and the flood happened. And the word of God says in Genesis chapter 8 verse 1, But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and livestock with him in the boat. He sent a wind to blow across the earth, and the flood waters began to recede. God will remember you in the name of Jesus. Remembrance is key to restoration. To remember is two words, re and member, and it is to bring the members together again. When God remembers you, He restores you to that place that you ought to be. Heaven will remember you and cause all the waters that has hemmed you in by divine remembrance to recede in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, according to your word, restore my mind and my peace, restore my finances, restore my relationships, restore my walk with you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.